If you've got to open your emails, well, we have some updating, and we're going to keep updating, refining it, tightening the screws and what have you. And in case you're interested in why we're doing it the way we're doing it, I'm looking 200 years down the road when everybody is trying to get their head together and wondering what the hell we here were talking about. Okay, thank you. First thing on top of the thing is a warning. Let me read it for you. We've updated it since the last one, and you'll be getting an update from this one. We found some typos and errors. Unless you are a proven knower of the Greek testimony of the Most High, do not attempt to invoke or use any part of this invocation of truth. Any and all Catholic, Christian, Muslim, and Jew, as opposed to Hebrew, involvements will result in severe consequences due to their demonic origins. In this invocation of truth, you will send black fire into hell. Never descend into hell with black fire attached to your presence. Never. You will make a specific body of light for yourself and another specific body of damnation, which can be any shape you want. Descend into hell loaded with black fire and the bastards of your intent. As clearly indicated above, there are two bodies of light in this process. Not one, not 50, just two. The first body of light you will make and secure into yourself as a protection. The second body of light you will charge and change into a body of damnation filled with black fire and the bastards of your intent, and send it and them into the deepest depths of hell with your testimony against them. The second body, the body of damnation, repeat, which can be any shape you want, should not have any attachments to you whatsoever. It is sent into hell unescorted and is bound with all its contents to stay there forever. Now here's some new blast instructions that we have to get into. We have people following in, and we recruit by example. We're setting the worst goddamned examples on the planet. We need to set excellence on the planet. And here's where we're going to tighten the screws up to do that. The senior president, now I fall out and go to Blue Shore, to whoever your senior, that's what. The senior president shall maintain overall command of the assembly, call the assembly to order, speak or designate a member to speak the opening invocation, designate a member to speak the invocation, designate a member to speak the closing invocation, normally a senior to open, a junior to close, and if necessary, designate a firing officer. Now why necessary? Okay, we have a firing officer, a damn good one. But 100 years from now, when someone is trying to put a group back together to save their own ass from their own stupidities, they may have to designate one. This tells them how to do it. Who is in charge of doing that? And some of the duties are outlined as we go. Firing officer shall conduct the invocation and speak the necessary instructions. And may, if they so choose, do the whole damn invocation. That's part of their privilege. Or they can assign someone to do it. The senior, which in that case may also be a firing officer, shall hear requests from the gathered to speak the invocation or designate one in presence who is willing and capable. The senior or firing officer may select one designate for each section or a single designate to speak the entire invocation, but shall not break up any section except in the case of a falter. Should the initial designate falter for any reason, the firing officer may then and there resume the invocation to complete that section, or designate a second designate to resume the invocation, or to complete that section. The senior president shall open the invocation by announcing the following, or by designating anyone else to speak it. angelic, English or both, makes no difference, as that has nothing to add or subtract from the invocation, only setting those gathered to order. And that is the angelic, Bowen, Ketzlaten, Zion, Rishon, as it is spoken, so let it be done. Then the firing officer, and just like in a play, there's instructions there. The courage for showing yourself a body of light, and let it stand before you. Then to charge your body of light, the courage now ascend up to the plains of heaven, causing it each to stabilize. Now this is critical. You'll note we put a library under it. Whoever the designee is, which, if the firing officer designated themselves, that's all right too, you go up the library. But you'll notice we put this in because people reading it later may have to catch up in a hurry. Library, the plains of heaven from lowest to highest and their angelic names. All true and righteous and courage should understand them sufficient to any invocation of testimony. Now as you go up, you know, you take the time and pause and get each one of those, get familiar with it again, stabilize in it, until you get up to the Zion. Now, the courage, charge your body of light, pausing at each element to stabilize and experience your great essences. Okay. Because when you get to the Zion, you are charging the body of light with energies of the high plane of the Zion, and they're more powerful, and they feel a little different in their essence than when charging them at their level. And of course, the great elements are conscious, air, fire, water, earth. And the library, these are the same great elements found everywhere in creation. They're just more effective when charged from the higher or the lower realm. You've got to go down and put a curse in somebody's ass. You can go down there and pick up everything you want out of Perdum, or pull it up from Perdum very carefully, charge it, and then put it where you want it in somebody's ass if necessary. Now, this is where it begins to get a little bit aside from the game, or it would seem like it. Because at some point in time, we are going to go over how to do this in reverse order. Take these charges from the depths up and use them. But right now, we're charging the body of light that you're going to put in your body and keep it there. You'll recharge it as we go again and again and again. Now, there's nothing new or mysterious about these elements. If you practice them like you're instructed, you should have them down cold, and you should be able to do them literally a second at a time maximum. Now, a firing officer comes back in again, says, Aquarians, because everybody should do this at the same time. I don't want somebody running up and running back down. Well, I'm already back down here, but put the hand out. God damn it. This is a military procedure to get something done and done right the first time. So you stay together at it. That's why it works. Like when you're in presence and everybody puts their hands up and you use a belly ball. Everybody puts their belly ball in the center of the circle in exactly the same place so you can tell when it locks in. This is, we're doing exactly the same thing, only scattered all over the country. So, you go up as the firing officer directs you, you go down as they direct you, and everybody will be on the same page at the same time. Now, once you've got this back down to paper, the firing officer will tell you then to send this body of light as an angel standing in the sun and charge it with all sun energy and burn off any remaining negatives. Then the firing officer will instruct you again. Now send your body of light to the center of the sun with either hand, squeeze a handful of black fire. Remember, the smaller amount of black fire you try to use, the better it works. taking as little as a hard clenched fist will contain. Just like if you wrench a cup of water and close your fist, how much water would you have in your hand? That's the game. Now you retain your grip on that black fire until you insert it into the body of damnation. Now we're repeating this again, which can be any shape you want. And you're going to make that clear. And the firing officer will tell you, the current, now with the smallest amount of black fire you can hold, return the trailing a sun blink that fills your whole body of light and attach it to your physical body. You do that simply by tensing. To keep this body of light within you. That's the first body of light. Now you attach your body of light by tensing your physical body. Once you've done that, you'll make another one. That you will make another body of light and turn it into a body of damnation when instructed. Again, I'm repeating, that thing can be any shape you want. You can make it a ball, square, whatever. That seemed to be your problem. Hey, it doesn't look like me. You're goddamn right it doesn't. Thank God. Now, section two. We'll get into that at the moment. Are there any questions? Okay. Now, section two is calling up the powers and the entities. Whenever you start a section of an invocation, do not interrupt it. If somebody falters, that's what you've got to designate or a firing officer. Pick up and finish it. Do not interrupt the invocations because the power goes all over the goddamn landscape with it. The lecture disperses everything. Whoever the designee is would start by the righteous powers and holy authorities of my own I am conscious, but in their name, etc. Now they would go down through this thing, calling them forth into their presence, summoning the archangels, the winds, and the angels that serve those winds, all the way down through. All seven of them. And then down here we have one called Demnez. Demnez is a single entity, but don't kid yourself. He is the guard of the main gates of the east wind Fuel, guard of the main gates of the west wind Zuriel, guard of the main gates of the south wind Album, and guard of the main gates of the north wind Yaduka. Now, this guy is chief of the angels of the presence of the corners. When the Hebrews would put together a place to worship, whatever, together, a synagogue or a grove, whatever they put together, they would ask for angels to be on the corners to protect the place and to be a testimony of them to the Most High. Demnez is the chief of all of those. That's why he is the commander of the gates and the winds of the gates, because they all have their own forces and energy. Now, when you call Demnez, all the gates will open as necessary and proper, and the winds will obey appropriately to accomplish this invocation of truth, whatever it is you're doing. So when you read that one, it's only 2.5 lines on my screen. You've got somebody there literally with as much firepower as any one of the archangels. And he can spread it just about as far. Okay, now, this is where you set the entire invocation for what is going to do. You call up everybody, and now you require them here and now to hear and immediately cause to be manifest in earth my command. Okay, well, we're sending people into hell, right? Well, first, you got to get them here. And that's why that says earth. Now, once you get that one, you put the blessing on all occurrence, and then as Roslyn came up with, the three big things to try to bring Cush out of Canaan were, one, the Hallelujah Horseshit, the second one was the race mixing, and the third one was the homosexuality. Well, when you look at that, that would pretty well work for the rest of the damn planet. So this is done as an addition to ours, because it will also help pull Cush out of Canaan, but it applies to us as well. If we had this thing operating, you wouldn't have a Barney Frank in Congress. Okay, we're in Section 3. Are there any questions? Okay. Making and charging the body of damnation. The firing officer will give you the instructions on it. And it says to make a new body of light, a gas which can be any shape you want, and stand it out from yourself, and insert the black fire you retrieved into it, declaring it to then and there become a body of damnation. Now, there may be a typo in the rest of this, but calling it a body of light when it should be damnation. If there is, remind me, interrupt, write down. I will fix it, because you're going to get an updated copy anyhow. All right, now, the designee charges these things with the same grand elements and the conscience that your others are set for deprivation. Forever after deprive this body of damnation, it can't get into the heavens at all if you read it, and it cannot escape from the earth, because that's where you're going to set it. It's bound to heaven. It's bound out of the heavens and bound into earth at the same time when you do this. Even when you get down to the winds. Now, are there any questions here? Because people get this a little screwed up for some reason. Does everybody understand it?
Well, no. Yeah, he said they're bound to earth. But my copy says that they're deprived of earth and down into hell.
Right. Which one are you reading?
All of them. Air, fire, water, earth.
Okay. So you shall here and now and forever deprive, or after deprive, this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all motion, I'm reading air, in all the earths and in all the heavens above all the earths. It cannot move in either one. And then it mentions the heavens. There's only one level of earth. Okay? And bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. That's where they're headed for. But once they get into hell, we don't want them to escape either. But they're not deprived in hell. They're just bound there. Read air out loud. Yep.
Air. You shall hear and now and forever after deprive this body of damnation and all its contents of any and all motion in all the earth and in all the heavens above all the earth. Hasara, Hakara, Idea, Hesera, Hasera, Hathor, or earth. And stop and bind them in all the depths of hell beneath all the earth. Neros, Danaka, Hadesi, Yehina,
Right.
Well, it says pretty clear. It's right there. It says they're bound into hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
yeah. And they're bound
into hell.
And repeated on the earth. here's where you call them into earth above, if you'll remember.
Yes.
Okay. Right, to make it manifest in earth. Well, now that you're manifest in earth, you're calling up all these forces. Now you just bound their hands that they can't do anything in earth. The heavens either. And you're going to pull them out of earth in that next sentence. And when you bind them all in the depths of hell beneath all the earths and read them out, they're half. Whoever's in there is in a world of trouble.
Okay, that is it.
Okay, anybody need more clarification on that? Not a problem, now's the time to ask me. Okay, section 4. Let me get my computer back up here. Now this is, section 4 is where you would change targets. In other words, where it says, come now all forces, energy, powers, authorities, thoughts, and endeavors of all. We got socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party. Voters, associates, and assigns. We can change that to anything you wanted. And endeavors of all from that point will sort of after this where if you want to be able to find it, know where it's at, with a reminder. Right up through a sign. You can change that to anything you want to send to hell. And of course you do a find and replace on it. Like all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party, they heads up all the rest of these. You would change all of those to whatever change you would put in here. And then when you start on it, run it all the way to the bottom, because this puts them in hell from top to bottom. If you look, you go down near the end of it, it says, guardian winds of hell attend this judgment that none in this body of damnation escape. And you run it all the way down. Don't go with it. Do look for them. Got to make a note in there. All right. Let me make a big one. I'll edit that in and fix it and mail everybody who copies. All right. Then from, and do this with the firing officer so everybody's doing the same thing at the same time with the same entities that you're putting in the hell. Just like a team lifting a telephone pole. And from, I put them in both. Then I designate, repeat and surrender yourself to this judgment, open your endless depths. And go right ahead with that. Until you get down to earth, you'll note the word earth simply releases that whole thing. It's down there, you're up here, or should be, unless you were jackass and went down with it. If somebody does that, I'm not coming to get you out. This is too simple. It does not need all the silly horseshit. Okay. Now, the library on that, it'll break all the bonds, real or imagined, with the body of damnation and all of its contents. But because you're involved with one fine depth of hell, you should still clean and recharge your body of life, made at the beginning of the invocation. Okay, now you've got a body of light within you. On the instructions of the firing officer, you follow those three instructions. Recharge your body of light, do not secure black fire, and then ascend. This is what you're going to do. Then you go right up that thing just like you did before. And once you're huzzah, you walk them through, precaution, air, fire, water, and earth. You should be able to recharge those energies in just a few seconds each at the outset. Shouldn't take very long. A full second should do it once you're familiar with it. Then come down as a group. Only one attack your body of light again by tensing your physical body, and the designate whoever, do the close. Assume down all along them. All energy hear me. Now, are there any questions? Everybody's got it.
Can I just take and ask one question?
Sure. I just opened for questions. What is it?
Okay. You know, right there where the body is thrown into perdition, can there be a statement that says throw it in or something of that nature so we know exactly when to throw it in?
Yeah, you can do that on the orders of the firing officer. When they say, and from a person invoked, the firing officer will tell you that. When the speak comes up then, the designate, whoever it is, will read this thing off. And on the last line, you're right, we should have put one there.
Even if it's the word dispose of it, or some
right, I'll put something in there.
Okay.
Yes, you're right about that, dear. I'm glad you opened that one. We will fix that immediately. You can tell I'm wearing out. I'm not catching all of this like I should.
Well, there is a place right above that before the Guardian Winds of Hell.
Let me get this out. Hold on. Okay.
The fifth right above Guardian Winds of Hell attendance judgment. It says, all socialism and socialists of the United States Democrat Party go now into the endless depths of perdition, for you are sent and cursed to hell.
Yep. That's where you're going to send them.
That's send it. That's push it.
Okay.
So if you want to rearrange the plague, and then you order the winds, the plague, the death, and the agony to do their job,
right, that's where that ought to go. That was already in there. Let me put that in caps. Or change the color on it or something. Yeah, that's what she was asking for. I didn't catch it either.
Yeah, because one time I was, you know, trying to figure out when to dispose it, you know,
I thought I had it in there, but, obviously I did have it, I just didn't have enough sense to remember where the hell I put it. But it's there, okay. And I ought to make that... thing somehow. I gotta put a note in there. That's done in unison. Make a note for that. It'll help us a lot when we get to it. Okay, any other boo-boos that I've made in this one? That whole line ought to be moved. It's not right.
be moved right down. The others, which is going to close hell itself around it once you do that. Okay. Any other questions? You find any typos? Okay. Give me the three or four words with that is in it. Critically important that you have that
in heaven understood. Any other questions?
Yeah, Bobby, I do have a question. When you build the body of damnation,
mm-hmm.
and you're inserting black fire, you're taking, you grab a handful of your own black fire and just put your fist in it in? No.
Mm-hmm. When you went in to took your body of light, clean it off, before you brought it back and inserted it, you got a handful of black fire.
Right.
That's the black fire you put in that body of damnation.
Okay, so you're putting it in the body of damnation with your own fist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Now once it's in there, and you denounce it or determine it to be a body of damnation, it's still made up of light energy, but it's got black fire in it. And black fire can go all the way down to Perdita without any problem at all. So then everything else you put in it, once black fire's in it, it's a little bit like pissing in the teapot. I don't care how much sugar and cream you add, it's just going to taste like piss.
Okay.
And that's how you do that one.
Okay.
But under no condition do you float that puppy down. Remember, we showed you earlier how to float down into the depths. It's like going up into the plains of heaven. But you do not take any black fire with you.
No.
You don't want any black fire around you when you're going to go into the depths itself.
Do you want to insert your fist in there and let it go, or just throw it in there?
Generally, you can throw it in there like a handful of dirt in someone's face.
Okay.
And then just so that
you contaminate that thing, you want to keep it contaminated. Someone's going to say something else, something.
Yeah, it's just me. Now, when we send this body of damnation to hell, we watch it go down, correct? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. You remember how we did the Tel Aviv?
Yes.
Same thing.
Okay.
And for your information, yes, you, once I teach you how to bring hell up safely, you can take it, stick it in hell, Tel Aviv, and send it back down.
You know, with inserting, as it becomes a sponge and it soaks up all the damnation, it's best not to touch. It's best not to touch the body of damnation. It would become contaminated, correct?
Right. That's why you stand it out there when you're calling forces and winds of Perdita.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling them into that ball of fire, or that ball of damnation that. That's where you're putting them. You don't take them over here and put them in your hip pocket and deal with it out like a deck of cards later. You put it directly in to that body. There's one said, and I may need to clarify that a little more to the firing officer. I mean, make a point about that. It just needs a bit more clarification. Because I said then invoke the body of damnation and its contents, okay? To a master metaphysician, that would be enough. But what about people that aren't masters yet? Let me get a silly color so that I won't forget that. Okay. I'll expand that one a little bit for the instruction. So that when you call these entities, forces, energies, and everything in. You call them into that body. You don't call them into yourself. You don't stand them alongside
like you're going to put them on a shelf later. You put them right into that body. That's why it can be any shape you want. It doesn't have to look like you. Nothing. It can be a ball, it can be a box, be what the hell ever you want. But the firing officer would normally tell you, make me a ball. And for whatever they're doing at that time, a ball may work better. In theory, it could be anything, as long as everybody has the same one without a problem on it. But in practice, as we found, the theory doesn't always fly 1,001%. So, are there any other questions? These have been good questions and good catches on that thing. We're going to tighten it up and tighten it up and tighten it up until somebody dials in and thinks that they are a plebe at West Point. But we want to put forth that good of an example. And then as we go over the great divide and put our replacements and stuff in, they'll know how to handle it, and there'll be an instructional will stay right there without any doubts or questions in it. I mean, look at the mess. There was a big error. That was done by deliberate design. So the people that actually initiated it didn't make an error. The people born into it did. The Muslim religion is primarily split between two major groups that have their subgroups, of course, called the Shia, Shiites, and the Sunnis. And they've been in a civil war for almost 1,000 years. And the war is over one point of doctrine. One of them, and I don't know which one, says that only a direct descendant of Muhammad can become a cleric. That's one of their teachers over the top now on a totem pole. With all the teachers come up through the ranks of Ayatollah, Imam, and all this yappity-yappity. And the other one, whichever one it is, says that any righteous man should be able to do it, to be a cleric. And they've been murdering one another in that civil war for a damn near 1,000 years. Because the other's an infidel. He doesn't hold the whole Quran. Well, we don't want that kind of bullshit under any conditions. And the clearer we make it now, the less problem there will be down the line. Okay, any other questions? I'm glad all my people are geniuses. Okay, well, it's only been about 45 minutes from start to finish. That isn't bad for a training session. Some people will wonder what the hell happened because they'll miss their emails and what have you. But tomorrow, I go for a routine testing at the sleep lab over at the University of Presbyterian. And what they're doing is checking me for apnea again, which I don't have sleep apnea. I have central apnea. But they're going to go through all the testing to set my oxygen levels and everything else. I don't think they'll prescribe it immediately. But nevertheless, that's where I will be tomorrow night. My check-in time is 7:25 p.m., so whoever is going to handle the show tomorrow night, remember our blast instructions. Whoever is senior, I hope they read it. And if they don't, then Kitty, our designated firing officer for the time being, is going to have to
go out and bring everybody up to date, which is not a problem. Is this invocation set to where you can fire from top to bottom, Kitty, without any problem?
Yep, you started, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. You got somebody that you want to designate to help lead or whatever, do that. It won't hurt anybody to have a swing at it, because we're going to get everybody trained to do the whole thing from one end to the other. And then when you buy yourself, go ahead.
I said, as we discussed prior, it depends on who shows up.
Yeah. Yeah, who the hell ever's there, that's who you got to do it with. But then when all of you, whenever you're alone and you want to do this thing, and maybe you just want to target some local son of a bitch, or bitch, whichever the case may be, you can go down to the place where we showed you that you can hit it and pronounce them in instead of the socialist. But follow this procedure. Do exactly the same thing the same way, but you're on your own. No one's given you instructions, and the library is there for background information, so you don't have to read the library, and you don't have to read aloud the instructions. But you're welcome to use it, welcome to practice it, but I advise all of you to do as much up and down planes as you want to study it, but never go below the front. Never. You won't even know what happened to you. You'll not feel a damn thing. But I guarantee your life is headed for a bigger sewer, and it's just a matter of time. It's going to come like an on switch. You never know. You don't go in there, you don't have a problem. But you can go up and down the planes and get familiar with them. So there's times that you will go down the planes individually. Everything doesn't get thrown directly into the furnace. Matter of fact, very few things do. But you will be going up the planes, and you will be handling the ground elements. Now the great elements are critical. They are the essence of all creation. So the more you handle them, and the more you're familiar with them, the better. As a matter of fact, were it not for the grand elements, including a costume room to exist, none of you would be here either. This place would not exist. The planet, nothing. So, and by the way, that goes for the planes and the depths. They wouldn't exist either. Does anybody need anything more out of me for the tour?
I want to sound stupid, but what are the grand elements, sir?
A contra, air, fire, water, earth.
All right, all right. I understand.
They're just called the elements normally. It correctly should be called the great elements or grand elements, because that's what they are. And they come with the east and south, west, and north winds, in that order. Once you've got a constant room to exist, and when you get where you can, take the time. Shalom will email you the URL so you can read this stuff online. And reading a television or a computer screen is a son of a bitch. Been there. But nevertheless, read them and catch up on them and just take it slow. And then the audio is there if you want to listen to it. I don't know how your computer does audio. Probably like mine, it needs done with a big hammer. All these lessons are on audio?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
recorded them all and posted them pretty much as soon as we're off the air.
Good night, sir.
Good night. Good luck with your test.
Good night.
Good night, sir.